had a incredible second life, reinventing the biographical form, first in Man, Darling, 99 Glimpses of Princess Margaret, which won the James Tait Black Memorial Prize, and then in 2020, his wonderful book about the Beatles, 1, 2, 3, 4, The Beatles in Time. And I can reveal that his next biographical subject is an obscure figure called the Queen. He's written a marvellous collection of his journalism called Haywire. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Brown.
Thank you very much. It's called Haywire because I think most people in this room have reached the age where they suddenly think that the world has gone haywire. And that realisation came to me one day when I was compiling a literary quiz. And so I thought, I did all the obvious categories. And then I thought, well, what about middle names, people's middle names in fiction? So Jeeves's middle name, or James Bond's middle name. And I thought, well, James Bond, did he have a middle name? Because often James Bond went to Eton, often Etonians have odd middle names, in that Ian Fleming's middle name was his grade. Was Lancaster. Boris Johnson's is Duffeffel with a P at the beginning of the Puffeffel. And so I thought it was quite likely. And so I did what all good researchers do these days. I Googled James Bond middle name. And up came, it said, Google said it had 2,020,000 viewers for this. And so I went on the first website, which boasted it knew James Bond's middle name, and it said James Bond's middle name was Herbert. I thought, oh, this was slightly unlikely, but not impossible. So I went on the next one, which I think was called Quora. You know, it's a normal sort of search thing. And that agreed. It said James Bond's middle name is Herbert. And I thought, well, just to be absolutely sure, because it was meant to be a proper literary quiz, I'll just check one more, and it was actually a children's website designed for learning. So I thought, well, at least there'll be work to do. And sure enough, it said James Bond's middle name is Herbert. And then there was a link. You know, on websites, sort of, you press a link, and then it says the sources for this information. So I pressed the link, and it said source Craig Brown. And so I've got a very bad memory, especially for what I'd written. Anyway, it turned out that 15 years before, I'd done a sort of spoof thing, I think, for the Telegraph then, called 15 Things You Didn't Know About James Bond. And one of them I'd put James Bond's middle name is Herbert. And then I invented a whole story, which I'll have to read, because it has to sort of be done word for word. But I said, James Bond's, this is what I'd written, James Bond's middle name is revealed only once in the entire canon. In On Her Majesty's Secret Service, Bond is being held in a raffia work cage, suspended over a pool of piranha fish, while a villain, Dr. Peevish, taunts him by saying, Herbert, 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 over and over again. Finally, Bond can bear it no longer. Go on, kill me, please, he's been. Anyway, then Bond escapes by... He suddenly sees Dr. Peevish's Christian name on a laundry basket, and he says, he shouts, go on, do your worst, Clarence. Dr. Peevish is blocking his ears, and Bond makes good his escape. And there are other things... I mean, it is extraordinary when you think that people have taken this seriously enough to put it. And there's 2,020,000 people have taken it as truth. Especially as another one, the next one of my things you didn't know about James Bond was James Bond's sister, Jenny, was the BBC Royal correspondent. and then his older brother, Basildon, was a leading figure in the stationery business. So I thought, well, this is a world gone haywire. Where, as I put it here, ignorance is now an accepted form of omniscience. But then you think, if Donald Trump can be president and Liz Truss can be the Prime Minister. Why shouldn't James Bond's middle name be her? I form that as the introduction to my my book, which is largely, I mean, it has some serious things on people like John Stonehouse, who I knew slightly, Brian Epstein, and there are quite a lot of serious things about comedians who often had rather tragic lives, like Frankie Howard or Benny Hill. But it's largely jokes. So I'll just run through a sort of variety of jokes in the remaining time. I'll try some Clary Hughes, because they're sort of short and snappy. Clary Hughes, for those who don't know, it's like a kind of English version of the haiku. It's a very, very simple form, rhyming A-A-B-B, and it always starts with someone's name. It's actually, I find them very, very hard to write, because they're so condensed. You have to make a sort of mini biography of the person. These are ones I did for the New Statesman Centenary, about 10 years ago. So it's all about people who contributed, left-wing people who contributed to the, or in some way involved with the New Statesman. Beatrice Webb refused to be a Deb. She thought life much lusher in Soviet Russia. The reputation of Sidney Webb continues to ebb as they look through his files under Stalin's show trials. A.C. Grayling has only one failing, given the green light he holds forth like God Almighty. It seems, I like doing the, they work best when you have the most absurd rhymes, which then dictate the meaning that comes afterwards. Like Malcolm Muggeridge, you think, what rhymes with Muggeridge? Gave a thug a fridge. He was naturally contrarian when confronting the barbarian. Alistair Campbell took a gamble on WMD and lost to our cost. Finally, we have Richard Dawkins favours Radio Talkins. Prof, we're putting you through to God on line two. I largely do parodies, which I like the form of parody because they can be quite vicious, but they can also be quite affectionate. And I hope this is an affectionate one. It's for Prue's sort of either colleague or rival or friend, Mary Berry, who obviously everyone loves. But she did a book about a couple of Christmases ago, beautifully produced book, lots of marvellous photographs. But she it was about household tips, anyway. And they struck me as rather obvious. But I hope, I mean, quite often when I do these parodies, the word comes back and the person rather enjoyed them. So I hope that she enjoyed it. Cupboards are ideal for putting things in. They generally come with a door or even two doors, so they can be shut when not in use. For instructions on how to shut your own particular cupboard, refer to the manufacturer's guidelines. Another tip. Adding mushrooms to stock lends it a lovely mushroomy flavour. one for prisoners. A garlic press is excellent if you want to press garlic, but I find it not quite so good for wiping sticky surfaces. When eating a boiled egg, be careful to remove the shell first, or it can be a little crunchy. Things that shouldn't go in the dishwasher: cutlery with bone handles, china with gold or silver detailing, velvet cushions, fresh flowers, household pets, large items of furniture. Bookshelves are perfect for storing books. I place mine on the shelf with the spine facing outwards. This lets me see what the book is without having to pull it out. I've only got 2 minutes, my assistant is telling me. So I'll do another. This is a very silly one. This is slightly more vicious, you might think. But I got fed up in this haywire world. Especially on things like Question Time. You have these sight-boring politicians, trade union leaders and things. And then the latest thing is you have a celebrity sounding off about things they quite obviously know nothing about. One of these is Vivienne Westwood, the fashion designer. He was very, very full of opinions. And this is just her, and then I'll finish answering the question, is the government right to raise VAT? And she says, this is very much a question. I do feel nevertheless that what I am saying is, on the other hand, we have this government at the moment, and I'm not afraid to call it a government. But this at the moment government really shouldn't call itself a government. It has no right to call itself a government, but on the other hand, it has every right to do so, in my opinion. Because that is, after all, what is namely a government. Fourthly, to answer to the second part of the question first, I would refer you to the first part of the question, how we should set about answering that. Because that's all we've got to do if we're to get ourselves in this country out of this terrible, terrible mess that we find ourselves in, whatever that mess may be. Secondly, I'm not saying that it is necessarily a mess. It might be something much better than a mess. It might be a test or a less or a dress. But this is what we're told, and that's all we have to go on. Firstly, I think it's very, very important for us all on this planet as human beings, because after all, that's what we are, to realise that VAT is another way of saying value-added tax, because unless or until we all realise this, then that's what I think.